prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 August 2024. Welcome to this program, and I'm glad you're with us. Now, don't forget that tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 to take orders and answer any questions. Anything we do tomorrow to help you, you want to just talk to me, have a question asked, if I can answer it, I will. We'll do our best for the glory of our Father and for the sake of everybody to do what we can to edify the body of Christ and help all we can. You can call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Our guest counseled on us again tonight, and so we probably won't be trying him anymore in the near future. But anyway, nonetheless, it's being you. So tonight we're going to do something a little different than covering a lot of news. We may mention a few things, but I want to do something different. I want to share testimonies and prayer requests and play a few songs. I don't get to do it very often. Y'all know that. But I want y'all to join me tonight. I want you to join me with a prayer request or a praise report or just a testimony before God of what he has done for all of us, okay? All of us. And don't forget, we're offering the first time ever in this ministry the Strong's Concordance, a book that you got to have to understand the complete Word of God and what's being said to you both Old and New Testament. The KJV is a Bible to use, but some of the words in there mean a lot more than what they say on the surface. You take time to look up the words, you'll be surprised. And I mean that, seriously. You know, for example, I've used this example many times in the past. In Daniel 8:24, it's talking about the Antichrist will destroy many through peace. Many years ago, I looked up that word peace at the prompting of the Holy Spirit and found out that word peace means, now listen to this, false security and prosperity. What does Hosea 4:6 say in 4:7? False security and prosperity. Folks, we've been lulled right into the Antichrist system with a false security and a fake prosperity because it's not based on God's word or even sound financial ideas. So the Concordance is absolutely a book you must have, along with the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary that we've been offering the ministry for many years. Now, we're putting them on special because we need to move them. By the way, folks, I don't mind telling you this. I mean, no point in telling you any different. We never got one order this week. Not one order for anything this week. Not one. It's okay. I'll let you know that, okay? But anyway, so we're offering the Strong's Concordance. It's regularly like, I think, 30-some bucks. I'm going to let that go out of here, folks, for 25. The dictionary is really $95, going to $75, $100, plus, Carl had said, we have to add about $25 shipping and handling. So $124.95, $125 in that area. We can ship you the Strong's Concordance and dictionary for your study use in studying the Word of God and growing in His knowledge. Now, folks, that's important. I cannot describe to you how important it is. I have my desk right beside me, the dictionary and the Strong's Concordance. And with an electronic King James Bible to find certain things, certain passages real quickly. And I put together lessons at this desk using this information and the scripture to find out what he's trying to tell me. So if you'd like to have them, we'd love to send them to you. I think you'll find them more than useful. And the dictionary is a beautiful emerald green gold print book. It's probably about 11 by 12. It's a big book. Four inches thick. Gorgeous book with 10,000 references to the Bible on definitions of words. I don't know what else you could ask for in a book written by a Christian man. But these both are valuable to me in Bible study. I think you'll find the same for you. It's the first time we can find the Strong's Concordance at a price that we can afford to resell to you. And I do apologize for the postage being so expensive. $25, $30 for both those going out of here is about average. I know that sounds ridiculous, but nobody can help it. That's just the way it is. So call us tomorrow and order the dictionary and the concordance. We'll get them out to you tomorrow because they're here now. Both of them are. Give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And don't forget the 31st this month, which is approaching at breakneck speed. At the Summersville Veterans Memorial Park, National Family Celebration Day. Going to have Coach Dave's going to be there. Jim Harrison, one of the founders of this celebration, will be there to speak. Great singers, the Perry family, the Brighterside Quartet. We're going to have some great singing and a time. I hope a time of fellowship, maybe a little time of revival there. Come join us. Bring your picnic lunch. Bring your lawn chairs. Join us on the shelter and sit down with us and let's enjoy ourselves together with the family. Bring your children along. It'll do them good to get out there. Maybe then go out and play a while you're listening to good music. You keep an eye on while you're there. It's a beautiful park, 47 acres worth of park. So come and join us if you can. There's no charge. We may pass the hat to help cover costs, but there'll be no charge to get in and stay all day long. It starts at 11, wrap up about 5. Please come and join us. I don't care where you're from. Come way as far as I know right now, already as far as Texas. So I hope you come and join us. To celebrate God's creation, the natural family, a husband and wife, one at a time, one husband, one wife, not divorced, remarried, no, that's not Bible. One husband, one wife with children. How about that? So I hope you come and join us. I really mean that because we want you to understand that God's creation is beautiful and we need to celebrate it and quit watching these perverts celebrate their warped sense of values. Now let's do that, all right? Come and join us. Again, that's on August 31st at Summersville Veterans Memorial Park at 11 a.m. Eastern. There are motels all over town. There's restaurants all over town. Come and join us. Summersville is a nice little town just a few minutes away from Summersville Dam, the largest earth field dam east of Mississippi. Beautiful, beautiful lake. Beautiful lake. I'd like to come and join us, like I said. Now, tonight is going to be different. I don't want to get anything too heavy. I want you to call in and share your testimony, your praise report, and I mean that. You know, I want to share this because you all know I've been having some physical problems here the last couple, 3 months. Started that several months ago with what I thought was a heel spur, but it wasn't. It was the beginnings of a gout sore in my right heel that grew into something really huge, really nasty, still healing, still sore. That started with that. Went into that to infection in my foot. Had to go to the doctor this morning. I wasn't planning on doing that. My right leg was swollen and itching. They thought maybe it was a blood clot. They did a Doppler on it. It was not a blood clot. They gave me some more medicine for infection. Minoxicillin, very powerful. It's got my bowels a little bit straight, messed but up. But anyway, I've been seeing some doctors. I went to the VA yesterday, a VA private doctor yesterday, spent 2 hours going through evaluations. Now, I'm not complaining. I've had great health. God's blessed me so much. But I want you to know about us personally. I don't hide anything from you. I just don't share a lot because I don't want to overload you with my problems. You got enough of your own. I know you don't mind me asking for prayer. That's why I'm doing it. I'm asking for prayer. But I know for a fact that I have a lot to thank God for. I really do. And probably over the weekend, I put our buddy down, our puppy, our dog. He's been with, he's 16 years old this summer, and he's getting to the point that he came see to walk. His quality of life is going. So probably this weekend, the vet will come here to our home, and I'll put him down. And it's going to be hard, too. Y'all been through that, I'm sure. Some of y'all have ever had an animal, you know what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, folks, I'm not want to bring anybody down. I'm going to tell you, this is life. See, the hope we have is not in this world. The hope we have is not in this world or the things of this world. There's nothing wrong with caring for things of the world, including an animal or more than one. Nothing wrong with that. God give us those to enjoy. But we have another world ahead of this to look forward to, as described in Revelation chapter 20 in the new city we call New Jerusalem. Now, the street of gold is not going to be in heaven. It's not in the Bible, folks. It's in New Jerusalem when it comes down. There's no street of gold in heaven. Read it for yourself. But the place to be with our Savior forever and ever, in total peace, contentment, good health, joy, that we never ever contemplated having before. I'm going to play some songs for you now, if you don't mind. First one we'll play is by Alan Jackson. This man has a tremendous voice. He sung a hymn entitled, I Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You. Now, I've got listeners out there right now that I think of by name. That when this world's over, I've never met him face-to-face on this earth. But when this world's over, I'm looking forward to shaking their hand, hugging their neck, and taking 100 years and stroll over heaven together. Spend some time in God's new earth together. Enjoying his new creation. My mind cannot comprehend that. But you see, I have loved ones went on before me that were ready to go meet the Lord. A lot of them weren't. I'm sorry to say that. It's true. Some of them were. And one day, that empty spot in my heart that misses them will be filled again with their presence. This is the hope. This is the blessing. This is the redeeming power that our Father gave us through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is a beautiful song entitled, I Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You by Alan Jackson. Enjoy it, folks. It's for you, for me. Okay.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Places of beauty we long to see here below, But time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. While I stroll over heaven with you, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Beautiful thought. And by the way, we cannot take phone calls tonight. Todd, our producer, is being attacked by a hacker out of Finland trying to take down his work, their studio. I'm serious. He's under full-blown attack. He's trying to ward off the attacks. We cannot take callers, at least not for a while. If he gets a fix, he'll let me know. But he cannot take phone calls for a while, so just if you don't mind me talking a while, I'll do my best. But he's being attacked by somebody in Finland. This fellow, I mean, is trying to take down his whole network. If he did, that means a lot of stations will not be carrying a lot of programs. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing what can be done from around the world that's connected personally to us? But anyway, that's not top tonight. But that song, I want to stroll over heaven with you. You know, this may really sound silly and old-fashioned and corny to some people. But my wife, Marcia Jean, and I have been married 53 years in November. We still like to sit in the car and hold hands. Walk down the street together holding hands. Sit in a restaurant across the table holding hands. I like having her with me everywhere I go. She went with me to the VA evaluation yesterday. With me to the doctor today. She's my right hand strength, other than my Father in heaven. She's on my right hand, helping her husband, being a helpmate to me. That is such a huge blessing. I don't take that for granted for 1 minute. Yes, she's gotten older. She'll be 70 next month, I'll be 76. But the love is never dimmed. The cares never went away. And a kiss still gives me a thrill after all these years. Now that may sound corny and silly to a lot of people, but that's what God's creation is all about. One man, one woman for a lifetime. Dedicated to Christ first, and the rest falls in place. So let this... I just want to share that beautiful blessing that I have, okay? That she gets to be with me, walk with me, talk with me, strengthen me, comfort me, watch over me, take care of me, as I try to do for her. We've never gotten wealthy financially. I don't have a big house. It's a small home out in the country, out in the middle of the woods, nobody around us. That's why I like it. Don't drive new cars. Don't have many new clothes. Sometimes new pair of underwear, but other than that, not much. Don't wear suits. Sometimes I need to buy a shirt or something, but that's very rare. Because I found that I don't need a lot. I've got more than need already. I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, a place to sleep. And my God loves me. I've got more than that in eternity, but that is not why I'm looking for eternity. That is not why I'm looking for that time eternity. That's course, that's part of it. But the main part is, I'll be with my Savior forever, with my loved ones forever. And those that are there with us, we can sit down together along the river of life and talk about things. I don't know what we remember, what we don't remember. I don't know that. You don't either. I just know that family will be family there. Not the same way it is now, I'm sure. I mean, it won't be husbands and wives as they are now. But I think I know for sure my wife was special to me. That we were very special to each other for many years. I think our sons that are born again are going to be there with us. And they'll be, by the grace of God, the fruit of our ministry at home. That brought forth fruit abundantly. Not because we did it perfectly. But because we tried to do it for the glory of God. And rear our children in the fear of God and His word and commandments, as best we understood it. Didn't know very much back then, still don't. But what I did know, I tried to pass on to my sons. And I'm blessed beyond words. My oldest grandson right now just called this evening from Colorado Springs. He's thinking about moving back out here with us. Finding a job, finding an apartment, and moving back to West Virginia. He loves it back here. What kind of blessing, folks, can I count that to be? There's nothing in me that's good. Nothing that I can boast of except Jesus Christ. There's nothing that I have in me that is going to attract anybody except maybe His Spirit. But I know from personal experience that how you live, how what you do, and how you just walk your life will make a difference to people. Marsh and I were up in Bridgeport, about 2 hours north of us here yesterday, 145 minutes north of us. We walked back into the nurse's office holding hands. And the nurse told us later that in the same visit, that was a very sweet thing to see. We didn't do that for her to think that. But it was a witness to her that we love each other. And I believe a witness of Christ is in our hearts. You know, this weekend coming up, I'm gonna do a Bible study, Lord willing, if I ever get it put together. Every time I plan on working in the office, putting something together, I have to go somewhere else, take care of something else. Just like this morning with the leg swelling and all that, it's going all day. But I'm working on a lesson this weekend that it's going to be I won't say hard to teach, maybe a little bit hard to explain in some ways. It's going to be hard to receive a lot of people. Because it's one way that we've all been deceived for many, 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 many years. Actually, long before you and I were born. But God showed it to me to put together. I don't want to blow it. I don't want to tell you what it's going to be about yet. But I just know that He gives me these, and I'm amazed that He takes time to show me. Just like the lesson I did on American Prophecy. It took me years, it took him years, I should say, to put this knowledge together in my head to bring that lesson together. Once I was able to grasp what he was telling me, scripturally and historically and every other way, prophecy no longer was a problem. Timing was no longer a problem as far as prophecy. I don't know the dates of everything, I'm not saying that. But seeing the progression is going to come in was no longer a problem. As I've been saying to everybody for a long time, and very few listen, now unless you understand that lesson I did on American Prophecy, you will never understand prophecy, period. Forget it. Get over it. You're not going to. It's impossible. You have no idea who we are or who the others are, what's going on. You have no idea. But it takes his time. Years of work with me to show me these things. A little bit here, a little bit there, because too much it would choke me to death. It's like with this lesson this weekend. If you would try to show me that 20 years ago, my spirit would rebel because I couldn't grasp it. He knew that. He put me through situations and circumstances and showed me things that took time to accumulate in my mind to understand all this. He's a patient God. But he takes time to show me these things. So see, that's how much I know he loves me. That's how I know he loves me, because he's patient with me. He chastens me because I'm his son. But he loves me. And one day, a song was more or less a prayer, and then we just had play Alan Jackson. I want to stroll over him with you. That's to me is a prayer in my heart. One day, as corny as it may sound, I'm going to see you in your new bodies. And we can spend time together when time doesn't matter anymore. When time no longer is going to run out in a couple hours, we got to go back home. It's going to get dark. We got to hurry up and get something done. It doesn't happen that way. In eternity, with our Father or our Savior, it's not going to happen that way. Time will be no more. Will be our Savior as his Father, who exists throughout all time, past, present, future, all the time. He's always in all time, all the time. He's in the past, he's in the present, he's in the future, he's everywhere. Absolutely amazingly hard to try to comprehend that. But one day time will be nothing. We won't have to wear a watch or use a calendar. Not for what we do for now anyway. But that's the hope we have. After we go to break in a couple minutes here, we're going to play another song or two. I hope you enjoy very much. I know I do. That's why I play him. I want you to understand that, folks, tonight, I didn't want to go on, but I want to have guests call in. I want you to be able to call in. We can't do that tonight. And please, y'all, pray that Todd be able to fend off this attacker. Please. Genesis Communications are very important to a lot of people all over this world, as well as of those who broadcast on, like myself. Now, keep Todd in your prayers that he'll be able to handle this and get it taken care of, and this attack will go away. If I could help him, I would, but I have no idea what's going on. But I didn't mean to be by myself all night. That was not my intentions at all. I don't like doing it by myself. I can do it. But you all are so important that you're part of the family. What you have to say to me is very important. I know I say this all the time, but it's really true. If you folks weren't there helping us, we would not be on the air for over 31 years. Yes, our orders are down to nothing. And that could mean things are drying up. Yes, it could. I know that. I'm not an idiot. It could mean things are drying up and our time is limited on the radio. Yes, it could. If it is, and it be our Father's will, then so be it. After 31 years, maybe it's time for somebody to step up the mantle and with the mantle and pick it up and move with it. That'd be fine. After the break, though, we're going to talk some more, play a couple more songs, and see what's happening with Todd. Talk a little bit. We'll go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back again. Still no phone calls. Todd is still fighting. And I mean, almost literally a fight as far as having to stay on top of this and mashing out this whole situation, trying to keep coming across and messing the system up. And he's all by himself trying to get it done. He calls tech support, and they give him some kind of canned advice. Somebody from a foreign country that, oh, American service is really going downhill very quickly. But I just played a song by Alan Jackson. I want to stroll ahead with you. And I want to play a song now that I really love the music to and the words to. Played here on this program many times in the past. I hope you enjoy this like I do, folks. Maybe I should start a gospel show program, where a gospel program where I just play music like a regular DJ once in a while. I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. But I enjoy the music. Let's go play Squire Parsons. That's his name, Squire Parsons. By the way, he's a big dude. You've ever met him? He's a big guy. Singing a song, Beulah Land. What a beautiful song. Here we go.
Homesick for that country to which
I will carry all
Wow, they don't come much prettier than that one. That's a fact. You know, when I first got married, my father-in-law used to sing in a quartet. He sung bass. They were called the Inspirational Quartet. Not the Inspiration, but the Inspirational Quartet. And they sung a lot of different places. They sung, I mean, more or less semi-professionally. By the time I met Marcia, he still sang quartet with his wife, Betty, my mother-in-law, and himself. A couple of his friends sung in a quartet. And they did a great job singing. I still remember seeing them sing songs behind the pulpit or in their home, just having to sing. And they're putting their heart into it. I mean, putting their heart into it. And the song the mother-in-law used to lead in was, What a Beautiful Name, the Name of Jesus. And I remember that. There's memories of people that love the Lord. Perfect people, nope, they don't make perfect people. But saved people, yes. They love God, yes. I still remember seeing my mom stand up and testify in church. And my dad get behind the pulpit and speak. Yeah, I can remember that. I remember days that we took for granted because we were younger and going to live forever, and they were too. And we enjoyed it, but we didn't take time to really enjoy it like we should because we knew that we could go on for a long, long time and forever and ever. But see, then you hear songs like I Want to Stroll Heaven With You and Beulah Land. And think that one day, those places that they sung about, that they believed in, that they talked about, they're there. And one day I'll be there with them. That's the hope we have as Christians. Our hope in this world, my friends, and the hope in the things of this world are fading very quickly. I'm not going to get into all the ins and outs on that, but let's face it. Now, all of us have put our faith in paychecks, insurances, retirement plans, and up to a point, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's gotten to be so in America and in my life, many others, they become almost an idol to us. That we would do anything not to lose those things, including deny Christ before men. We've all done that. If you say you haven't, then I'd like to talk to you about that. So from time to time, we need to refresh our memory and know what we're looking forward to. See, in the promised land we're going to, won't need any insurance. There won't be no sickness. Think about that. Won't need any retirement because we're never going to never get old. We'll never grow old. Won't have to worry about time dividedness or family split up again because families will be there together forever and ever. Let that sink in a minute. No, I can't explain it all because I don't understand it all. But I know these carriers on the earth will not have to worry about how we're going to pay next month's electric bill. How are we going to pay the medical bills? How are we going to buy school clothes for the children? How are we going to do that? How are we going to buy food for the store? All those worries of man will be gone forever. We won't have to worry about any of that. Our needs will be supplied by our Father every day. Do I think we'll work on the new earth? Absolutely, I think. I don't think there'll be any lazy people walking around the new earth. What we're doing, I have no idea. Maybe as the Bible says, to take care of your own vineyard, so to speak. I don't know. But all the sweat and toil and frustration, anger and worry we went through will be no more. Then we realize basically it was for nothing to begin with. We do the best we can. We should, folks. And Christ does the rest. Yeah, I don't know how else to put that. And being the people we are in Christ, we're commanded to be light that shines in darkness. We're commanded to be the ones that people look to for hope and see hope in us when the world doesn't show any hope. How many times have you seen people that say they're believers walk around with a jaw so long looks like it's become lantern jaws, or they look so tarred and wore out, they're so wrinkled up, look like somebody who's been weaned on a pickle. You ever seen somebody like that and they say, "I love the Lord and I am full of joy and happiness," but they never show it in the way they talk and walk and act and speak? You ever see that? What kind of people look at us with our demeanor that we don't have that hope and joy? What would be different than anybody else? I'm sure you meet people every day, folks, have problems far greater than ours. Be that as it may, I thought we were more than overcomers through Christ that strengthened us. I thought that we could rejoice in our tribulation. And again, he said, rejoice. No, I don't pretend to enjoy it. I don't pretend to enjoy having to go to a wound doctor every 2 weeks to see a doctor and having to go get tests done for a Doppler on the heart. And all that. I don't enjoy that. No, I don't enjoy that. But should I walk around and complain about it, or whimper about it, or whine about it? Become depressed over it? Yeah, I'm only a man. Sometimes I get that way. But then I pray, Father, don't let me stay here. This is not what you want me to be. I was laying on the table today getting that Doppler done on my leg, see if I had a blood clot. Didn't know what I had. I said, Father, I don't want to be even concerned for this because I'm in your hands. You created my body. You know what I need. You know when my time is up in this world. I don't need to lay here and think about these things. I need to lay here and relax and give it to you. And I did. And the peace that came over me almost put me to sleep laying there. Sounds corny, doesn't it? No, I don't get it done perfectly, folks. No. No, 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 no. Sometimes you ask Marcia if I do any whining or complaining. I do. But I want you to know something. The same God that redeemed my soul through the blood of Jesus Christ can do it for you. I don't care what you've been into. I don't care if you're a drunkard, a drug addict, an adulterer, a fornicator, a thief, a homosexual, a lesbian, a transgender. If your conscience is not seared, you still have an unction in your conscience, in your spirit, that you want to change, it's not too late. You see, people tell me, oh, well, that's too late for me. I've already done the unforgivable sin. No, you haven't. Preacher, how do you know that? I'm going to tell you, it's real simple, folks. Real simple. It's not complicated. If you have committed the unpardonable sin, you will have no conscience at all to plague you to say that you need to change, because you won't care. God will give you to a reprobate mind. God will have given you to a reprobate mind, just like he promised in Romans chapter 1. He said he'd do that. So if you're still bothered by how you're living and know you have sinned and need to be forgiven, it's not too late for you. Because the Holy Spirit is still talking to you. And right now as I speak to you, he's speaking through me to you. Somewhere in the sound of my voice, whether it's in this country or around the world, maybe it's not live, maybe it's recorded broadcast, I don't know. Somebody's hearing this and thinking, do you think there's really still hope for me? Gosh, he didn't know what I've done. I cheated my wife. I beat my wife. I cheated my husband. I've embezzled money. I've committed acts that are just absolutely decrepit acts that they were so immoral that I'm ashamed of them. Good, I'm glad you're ashamed of them. That's a good sign. That means not too late. Not too late for you. Now, I'll be in office tomorrow, Lord willing, between 9 and 4 Eastern. If something else happens, I don't foresee coming. Preparing for a lesson this weekend. But I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about what I just said, any questions at all, call me tomorrow in the office. If you don't have long distance, call me toll free at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it'll save us money if you call us on our toll line, 304-8446. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I'm going to play one more song for you tonight. It's sung by the Redeemed Quartet, and I love this song. It's entitled, I've Never Been This Homesick Before. Todd, if you want to play that, if you don't care.
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor. Crystal River, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door. See the family gather, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. This old lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings, start flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door.
Folks, I don't know about you, but I think I want to hear that one more time. Todd, if you don't mind, rewind that if you don't care, as they say. We want to play it one more time, folks. I love that song. Never been this homesick before.
There's a light.
Sing it with them, folks. Sing it with them.
The table spread in splendor.
Raise your hands, praise our Father and our Savior.
I can see a crystal river, and I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. See the Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. And Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
can see the family gathered, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. This old lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings, start flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. And I can see the Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. And Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
Amen and amen. That is beautiful. Used to be a show on a local station that I started on many years ago entitled the Gospel Showcase, played on Sunday night. Farrell Johnson, the one on the station, was on there, and he was the DJ, I guess you could say. He used to say, if that doesn't light your fire, then your kindling's wet. I agree. If that doesn't get you fired up and want you to shout and praise God, there's something wrong. Your kindling's wet, or maybe you have no flame at all. But there's something going on if I didn't light your fire. You know, I went to the hospital today. I had to get a Doppler done on my leg. When I was sitting there, my uncle walked in, 80-some years old. Walked in on a cane, had to get an x-ray done on his wrist. They come out to get him, and he got up to walk over back, and he was having a hard time walking. And the nurse said, you need a wheelchair. And he said, how far is it? And she showed him and said, I think I can make it. Just as she turned her back, he fell sideways. Almost fell down, didn't do it, though. And he started walking again and dropped his cane and couldn't pick it up very easily. So she went and got a wheelchair. But I watched that. I knew it was a young man. I knew when he was dating my aunt, a young man, full of vim and vinegar and just full of himself and enjoying life. Now he's feeble and can barely walk. Won't be no feeble people in heaven, folks, in new earth. Won't be feeble, sick people at all. Your mom and dad will walk around and jump up and down and shout just like you did when you was a little boy or a little girl. Think my brother Daryl in PA who's walked around dragging his right side because of a stroke. One day, Daryl, one day, you get pretty again with a brand new body. And age won't matter any longer. Folks, that's our hope. That's what we live for. If that isn't your hope today, then I don't know what to tell you. If you don't have that hope inside you, that blessed peace and hope, you're missing the whole reason to be alive. Yes, we must fight the battle. We must fight the war. We must pick up the sword and get into battle on the battlefield. We can't just sit back, as my song says, this is war, not a game we're playing. Things long said that for over 31 years. But there's times that we need that rejoicing in Christ. It's called R&R. Tonight, I really enjoyed the program because I wish I could have heard from you all. I really do. I wish I could have took calls, but I couldn't. But I enjoyed the music, enjoyed sharing my heart. If you were sitting right here with me in this little studio in the back of my house, I'd talk to you, if you were here, just like I'm talking to you right now. I'm a mere mortal, a very poor, undeserving servant of Christ. Believe me, folks, I've got so many faults. If you knew half of them, you'd probably turn the radio off. But I'm so thankful that I've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Saved by faith through grace. Nothing that I could earn is a free gift. So thankful. As older I get, the less days I know I have on this earth, the more I appreciate what's in the future. Please know that we here at Call Decision do love you, folks. We've stayed on the air not because we make money off of it, not by any means. I'm never, ever, ever taking a salary out of this ministry. Never will. Never did for a profit in this world. But I've had many blessings that are more than money can buy over the years. Yes, things are really slowing down here now. This upcoming event may be our last one, period. I don't know. That's not in my control. Now, I do pray the Father will show us all how to live, what to do in our life, and how to glorify Him with every thought, with every fiber of our being. I pray that He'll bless you tonight, folks. He'll give you a good night's rest. And if you need to talk to me tomorrow, especially if you're questioning yourself about salvation or can I be saved, can I be born again, just like you, preacher, call me tomorrow, please. I will give you priority, and I will not hang up on you. We will talk it through. All right? See you there. By the grace of God, love you a bunch. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.